Time for Business again from Emma.
Thanks, Cathal. Enterprise Ireland has named George Moore as its technology startup ambassador for the US. This is part of Enterprise Ireland's strategy to promote Ireland and to encourage overseas entrepreneurs to locate their startup businesses here. George Moore says the role of ambassador is like a matchmaking service, talking to young companies who have the potential to spend money and create jobs here.
The first part is to attract the right startups who want to locate in Ireland and avail of all of the services of Enterprise Ireland. But, you know, Ireland is very attractive, and with the new entrepreneur visa program just announced, it makes it more attractive. And nobody ever started a large company. They always started small companies. We need to determine if the program we have can attract U.S. startups.
George Moore there. Last evening, the government said it would not support Ryanair's bid for Aer Lingus because of concerns it would undermine Ireland's competitiveness and reduce the number of flights in and out of the country. But Ryanair, which already owns nearly 30% of the airline, said the government has no power to block its offer, which can still be successfully completed if it acquires a shareholding of 50% or more. We're joined now by Gerard Moore, equity analyst at Merrion Stockbrokers. Gerard Moore, where do you think this leaves the bid?
It's clearly a big blow for Ryanair's attempts to take over Aer Lingus, but like they said in their statement last night, it's not completely dead. They still have potential to increase their stake from 29% at the moment as far as 75%, which would be everything out in the market apart from the government stake.
Aer Lingus is a pretty illiquid share, though. It doesn't trade an awful lot. How difficult do you think it would be to get to 75% shareholding for Ryanair?
It would be somewhat difficult, you're right, but there are, you know, the free float is still there in the market, and if investors were offered an attractive enough price, they probably would go for it. It's just that those same investors don't necessarily trade the shares frequently on a day-to-day basis, but if they got the right price, I think they could be prepared to sell.
Will the government's statement of last evening influence the European decision that's due in February?
In theory, it won't. The European Commission will make up its own mind based on its market testing with all the different airlines and parties involved. But in reality, it probably will have some type of influence, and it probably will be swayed somewhat by the Irish state's decision, which in itself has considered that this would be a bad move for Irish consumers. And that's really also what the European Commission is looking to protect, the consumer. So it is likely to have an influence.
What about the disposal of slots at Heathrow and restrictions that there might be on the sale of those slots?
That's right. That could be another thorn in the side of this bid, insofar as under the Articles of Association of Aer Lingus at the moment, the Minister of Transport is entitled, if you know, following some kind of complicated conditions, he is entitled to block the disposal of Heathrow slots. What that means is that if Ryanair looks to sell these slots in order to satisfy the European Commission, it could come up against some barriers, and in turn that could be the blocking or the main obstacle in blocking this deal.
Now, this is third time round for Ryanair bidding for Aer Lingus. How likely do you think the market considers any deal to be?
I think already before today's announcement, the market considered any deal as unlikely, probably even less than 20% probability. We've seen already over the last few weeks when we've had positive news or negative news regarding this issue, it hasn't really impacted the share price significantly, and I don't think that will be the case today either.
So no moves on or no significant moves on the Ryanair or the Aer Lingus share prices?
That's right, but we'll find out more now in 10 minutes' time.
Okay, Gerard Moore, equity analyst at Merrion Stockbrokers. Thanks very much for joining us this morning. In other business news, Standard & Poor's rating agency last night upgraded Greece's credit grade by six notches, but still kept its devalued bonds in junk status. The agency said the upgrade to B-, the highest grade it has given Greece since June 2011, reflects its view that the 16 other European Union countries using the euro are determined determined to keep Greece inside the currency union. It also gave Greece a stable outlook, meaning it's less likely to change its rating again soon. And as we've been hearing, Bank of Ireland is being accused of cashing in at the worst time of the year as it increases credit card rates by 4% just a few days before Christmas. The Consumers Association said that the bank had made a determined calculation to take advantage of people and that it will make a significant amount of money. And Instagram, the photo-sharing app that Facebook bought for $1 billion last April, has moved to deny that it has changed its privacy policy to give it the right to sell users' photos to advertisers without notification. Since April, Instagram has doubled the number of users it has to 100 million, and many of those users overnight vented on social media sites, saying that they would delete their accounts. Instagram said users had incorrectly interpreted its revised terms of service, which it blamed on its confusing choice of language. And on the currency markets this morning, the euro is trading at $1.32.43 and 81.